James, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
The Omani Sultan has paid a very rare visit to Saudi Arabia. Tell us about it.
That's correct. It's the first visit in 10 years, and it's the first visit by the new Sultan after the death of Sultan Qaboos. Saudi Arabia and Oman, even though they are both in the Gulf, even though they are both members of the Gulf Cooperation Council, haven't always seen eye to eye on a variety of issues. The Omani development model is different. Oman has seen the GCC primarily as an economic union rather than a military union. It has good relations with Iran. And, of course, it has it borders on Yemen, has tribal and other ties to Yemen, and therefore its approach towards Yemen has been very different. So this is a significant visit at a moment at which the power relationships in the Gulf are in limbo, with Saudi Arabia asserting itself, for example, versus the United Arab Emirates. You just had the 3.5-year boycott of Qatar. So there are multiple issues, and it's in that context that really makes this visit very significant.
Court cases in the U.S. and Canada are now threatening to reveal U.S. covert operations in the Middle East.
Indeed, you have a very senior Saudi intelligence official who was a very close and top aide to the former Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Nayef, who is now under house arrest, who has fled the kingdom, has taken the kingdom to court, and in return, the kingdom and various businesses have taken him to court in the United States and in Canada. And particularly the Americans are concerned that these court cases could lead to revelations about U.S. covert and intelligence operations, not only in Saudi Arabia, but in the Middle East as such. And so it's possible that the United States government would, on national security grounds, want maybe these court cases to be halted. We don't know yet.
Jordan has sentenced senior figures to 15 years in prison for allegedly backing the Saudi-backed plot.
Well, you had in April of this year the former Jordanian crown prince, Prince Hamza, come out and say that he was under house arrest. And immediately after that, you had the arrest of several figures, particularly Bassam Awadallah, who is a former close associate of the Jordanian king, Abdullah. He was head of his court and head of his office and a minister in the cabinet, who is now a very close associate of Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia, and a distant relative of King Abdullah, being arrested in April on charges of having tried to stir sedition in the kingdom and possibly replace King Abdullah with Prince Hamza. The two men, not the prince, have now been sentenced to 15 years in prison. It will be interesting to see. Saudi Arabia tried to get Bassam Awadallah, or tried to persuade the Jordanians to allow Bassam Awadallah to go to Saudi Arabia. Perhaps now with the sentencing, that's the way the issue between the Jordanians and the Saudis will get resolved.
And then finally, Iranian President Rouhani is leaving nuclear negotiations to his successor, Raisi.
Indeed. Next month, you're going to get the handover of power after the election, presidential election in Iran, from Rouhani to Ibrahim Raisi, who is a hardliner, much more aligned with Iran's spiritual leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And so now what you've seen is that the negotiations for a revival of the nuclear agreement have been postponed until Mr. El-Raisi comes into office. Interestingly enough, there has been some controversy over a report by the outgoing foreign minister, Mohammad Zarif, who was one of the negotiators of the nuclear agreement and its revival. It's a report to Parliament in which he basically said that really arrangements have been made, and that the Americans have agreed to lift virtually all U.S. sanctions in return for Iran's abiding by the stipulations of the agreement.
All right, James, as always, thank you for your time. Stay safe when we speak again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, and all the best.
That was this week's Middle East Report with James Dorsey. It's now 3 minutes to 8.